Some days you'd like to have last forever, and others, you just as soon happy to see them go away. I guess we've all had those experiences. I sure have in the last a week or so. How about you? How are things going for you so far? It's a Wednesday, and we're searching for the good news today, Jennifer, and I think we probably have found a large group. Is that the right form of head? We have many good stories today, including a story about milk. As you know, I'm a dairy farmer and love to talk about milk. Active children apparently need to be watered down, but not with water. They need to have milk. It's more effective in countering dehydration than any sports drink or water itself, according to researchers in Canada. So why is that important, Jennifer?
Why is that important, Dougie?
When the weather is hot, the research director says that the water doesn't stick. I guess that's interesting. I mean, you can imagine the milk sticking a little bit better. A lot of people who have problems with mucus, they're lactose intolerant, don't do well with milk because it does stick. And in those cases, you don't want it to stick. But for most people, milk replaces sodium that's lost in sweat and helps your body retain fluid better. Milk also provides you with the needed protein for muscle development and growth. It's not found in any other drink, especially in water, is water, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a study that went through 8 to 10-year-olds, and apparently hundreds of them, who were involved in exercising in a climate chamber. Then they got a drink and were measured for rehydration. So active children, active adults, do not drink enough anyway during exercise, and you couldn't be better served, according to this. And it was not, this survey wasn't paid for, by the way. You can always, the surveys are always suspect according to who pays for them as to whether their results have any legitimacy or not. And this was not paid for by any of the dairy interests in Canada. So I thought that was pretty good news. All right, here's something, story from DougStefan.com today, Jennifer Horn. The San Francisco, yes, San Francisco, I just want to make sure I had the right person there.
Yes.
San Francisco Bay Area is home to a sort of a Treasure Island-ish event. You don't think of it as being a place you'd go to find pirates' booty. However, there was a hideout apparently in Marin County of Sir Francis Drake that was found. He was a British pirate.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a brass plaque supposedly left by Drake himself, proven to be a hoax. So, Northern California treasure hunters, man looking through the contents of a storage locker that he bought from Dan and Laura Dotson, who are the hosts of the Storage Wars. You know that show on A&E?
Yeah, I've watched that show, yep.
This guy, he bought the contents of a storage locker in San Francisco, and he found out it had a chest filled with doubloons, and they have been valued at over $500,000. He paid him $500 for the content of the storage locker.
Huh? Score. Those
score.
Ding, they make a good living. I didn't know it was such a big deal, but it, can you imagine going around and buying storage lockers and hoping for the best, hoping for treasure like
Sounds
that?
Sounds like, you'd make a business out of most anything.
Yeah.
But that fella has found that certainly paid off. Locker filled with gold doubloons worth $500,000. So there's some good news for him anyway, and maybe gives you some hope if that's the kind of stuff you like to mess around with. Also, another story at DougStefan.com this week. The president, Mr. Nixon, the Watergate testimony that long since has been secret, now available online at the Presidential Library website, Nixon's Presidential Library website. Who's been through that? Who's been interested in going to see? I don't know what the statute of limitations or why it is that it wasn't done earlier. Anybody know? 800-510-8255. What is there about that business that all I can ever think of is Nixon holding. Whenever I hear a story about Nixon, he holds out his arm and the flash Right? You're too young to remember that, Jennifer.
I know. I have no idea what that
is. That's the benefit of Jennifer being here. You have to tell the story so that everybody understands it. Because Nixon, anytime you look up, if you Google Nixon, if you did that right now, invariably a picture would come up of him holding his arms out. And his hands would...
I've seen that, yeah.
Right, exactly. So now the grand jury testimony about the Watergate scandal that basically destroyed his presidency has come to light. The judge ordered the records unsealed, and the presidential library and the government, as usual, trying to stall those of us who are taxpayers from getting what we ought to have. So now I guess they're online. I've gone by the Nixon Presidential Library in California, but I've never stopped in. It's in Whittier. I think it would be a fascinating place. All of it. I've been to, I think the only, well, remember when I, no, were you around the year during President's Week that I did a different show every day from a different presidential library? Was that before you came?
So I think that was before I must have been here.
I started off, I think, at the George Bush Senior Library. No, I went to Dwight Eisenhower's library first. And then I went to Daddy Bush's. And I went to, I flew all over the country, and it was amazing. I went up to Ford's in Michigan. I don't remember where else I went.
How fun is that, all in one week? You did it all in President's Week? Yeah, I did it all in President's Week.
Maybe I think about doing that next year. It was very cool. A lot of things you learn about the presidents. Anyway, so it's called, for those of us who may be from that era, Nixon Unplugged. I'm telling you, this guy, he was an amazing president, an amazing politician, an amazing man, one of the loneliest people probably ever on the face of the earth. Really had no friends. If it weren't for being the president, the guy probably would have killed himself. I say that, that's my observation. He was just a lonely guy who spent all of his time, all of his life trying to be president, finally got there and blew it. And that's really the lesson, actually, in all of this, is what you do with opportunity. You're given an opportunity, you strive for an opportunity, and then you blow it. And that's part of his aura. That's part of, he was a sad case. He really was. He was a sad, sad human being and extraordinarily self-destructive. And that's the lesson here. He came here to teach us that lesson. We all come here, whether you realize it or not, you're all here to teach the rest of us some lessons. How are you doing in that department so far? I'll tell you, somebody who's taught us some good lessons about radio, and that's Mr. Bob Crane from C. Crane. These are the radio people.
I just had this going on my Christmas list. You've made me want it. I've got to have it.
Right, well, there are all different types. That's the good thing.
I need a good, solid one that'll be, because I don't really have a radio in my house. How sad is that, you know?
They have lots of different choices. Richie's got one. And is looking for another one. Here's another. Yesterday, the one that we talked about, apparently we've talked about it so much that they're sold out until mid-December. So,
really?
Let me give you another choice.
Okay.
The Incredible CC Radio 2. Radio 2 automatically holds and tunes in the best AM signals. This is better than, I'm telling you, listening to this, better than any other radio. Comes with a ferrite antenna. Built, you know how I have to get my tinfoil on straight, Richie? That's what this is better tinfoil. Distant stations come in like they were down the street. Also comes, who was it that sent me an email yesterday, said, I've got a CC, I heard you talking about it, I got a C-Crane radio, but I still can't find a station close enough to me that has you. Fellow who listens online.
Yeah.
But he would, by the way, you can find, if it isn't the radio station itself, one of these radios that you can get from C. Crane is called the Wi-Fi. It's an internet
radio. Those are very cool. Yeah.
These things, this is something, when you look at the, how many people produce radios and they give you an instruction manual with it anymore? This is really fantastic. So you might want to check out the Wi-Fi if you like Richie and Jennifer. The internet radio station, then the fellow who sent me the email. This may be the radio for you, the CC Wi-Fi. Clearest audio you've ever heard from any radio ever. Get your favorite stations and favorite programs. Go, and this again, it's called the CC Wi-Fi. $139.95. Get a free LED flashlight with your order. Call C. Crane at 800-522-TUNE. That's 800-522-8863. or visit them online at ccradio.com for the complete category and for explanations about how the radios work. I can't, in a minute or so, explain how they all. I can give you the highlights, and I've done that. These are high-performance radios. It's the high-performance radio and light company. You'll love those LED flashlights. You can order them separately, too, at ccrane.com or call them at 800-522-8863.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision that benefits themselves at your expense. Sock Love Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Neiswander, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now, and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Okay, so now that we are focused here on President Nixon and the Watergate testimony coming out, the story at DougStephan.com. There's a story that's not at DougStephan.com that Mr. R. McFadden has witnessed with his very own cauliflower ears. He's going to try to translate that from his inner ear to his inner
bonus
brain
content
to his inner mouth in a moment here. 21 after on Good Day.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with Instafire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. Instafire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. Instafire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at Instafire.com, a must for any outdoor outdoor winter activity, Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
According to a new report, BP has the worst safety record of all the oil companies. They've paid over $373 million in fines. Oh, they don't call them fines. They're called campaign contributions. Yeah.
All right. So there is relevance in that story, because that's really what the jokes are on the late night shows, right? They're just stories that have a smile. And Mr. McFadden witnessing with his ears open, therefore it leads to his mind, which is open sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny you were talking about Nixon.
Yeah.
When we started this morning, because I just heard a story about they're going through all of his tapes.
Now
that they're available. Yeah, they're all released. And one of the stories that they found out was about campaign contributions. And apparently at midnight one night, the Milk Producers Association came in and wrote a check for $2 million to
his campaign. Came in where? Where'd they go?
To the White House.
Oh, really?
The Oval Office.
Oh.
In which he
midnight million-dollar meeting.
Gave them $100 million in subsidies.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
So it was tit for tat.
Yeah.
And they have the tapes of who was his chief of staff then, saying
Haldeman.
Yes. Saying after they signed the deal, well, let's go out and buy some milk before it gets really expensive. And they had this on tape, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah. And that's all this stuff. We ought to make every president, either they don't tape stuff or when they do tape it, everybody ought to have access to it. This shows you how completely corrupt.
Dying for Liddy to get here to ask him, Why would Nixon have taped everything he said, given all the
Why don't you put him in the studio if he wants to talk to us about that?
Yeah.
For those of you who don't remember, who are Jennifer's age or younger, I think most everybody, when you say the name G. Gordon Liddy, something comes into your mind, whether it's Watergate or whether it's some of the character roles he's played in some television. He really played bad guys extraordinarily well.
Yeah.
A lot of good. Yeah, I think Stephen J. Cannell liked him a lot.
He's got a picture on the outside of his office right now. He just put up a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's got a picture of him with a scowl on his face from like the Miami Vice days.
He had a continuing role in Miami Vice as a baddie. He now does, for those of you, everybody knows it, or most everybody knows that Gordon Liddy has had a radio talk program for, 20 some odd years. He's been doing a talk radio show. Yeah. He follows me on a number of these stations from the same originating network of Radio America in Washington. That's where Richie is. And so Liddy follows me for those stations and other stations that have carried him in the midday for a long time.
But he was the quote-unquote inside man for Nixon.
Yeah, right. He was. Now, that brings us to another story that's at DougStephan.com, Richie. There's a new spy novel, Assassins of Secrets. It has been pulled off the shelves. The publisher discovered that most of the passages in this book, supposedly a new novel, were stolen from other books, including a lot of James Bond novels. So you know what happens under the circumstances. When you do that, when you are guilty of plagiarism like that, they'll sue, the other publishers will sue the hell out of this outfit and put them out of business. So as soon as, now one would wonder.
I thought you were going to say it was a code book that,
no.
Al-Qaeda is, you know, okay, attack.
No, no, not, it's not that good, but it still is good when somebody is that foolish that they, you know, they think that something like this they can get away with. Everybody looks at everything. Everybody reads stuff. You can't do that sort of thing anymore and get away with it.
It's too easy to find out.
Right, and it just amazes me.
Search the internet and go, hey, wait a minute.
But that's what a book editor is supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
That's what they hire.
You have to have previous knowledge of the historical.
You can type in passages into the internet now and it tells you that.
Sure, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you did it?
I'll hear a line from song or a book, and I'll just go to Google and just type it in, and it brings up the book or the song that I'm like, oh, yeah, what was this from?
Wow, you're a genius, Rich.
No, the internet.
Doug Stefano there. There's the genius, Mr. Internet. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It may not cross your mind to visit a cemetery on your next trip, but if you look closely, you may find some lesser-known burial grounds that are really worth a visit. For a real lesson in American history, head to the Old Granary Burying Ground. It's the third oldest cemetery in Boston, and it's the final resting place of everyone from Paul Revere to John Hancock. In Indianapolis, Crown Hill Cemetery is home to figures like the legendary bank robber John Dillinger. But even more than its famous residents, the cemetery is known for its scenic surroundings. If celebrity spotting is on your agenda in Los Angeles, skip Rodeo Drive and head to Westwood Village Memorial Park Cemetery. That's where you'll see old Hollywood's most famous names, from Marilyn Monroe, Burt Lancaster, Natalie Wood, even Dean Martin. And in Westchester County, New York, the place to see iconic Americans is Ferncliff Cemetery, where Judy Garland, Joan Crawford, Malcolm X, and Superman himself, Christopher Reeve, are buried. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program at 33 and change past the hour. Richie is here. Jennifer's here. I have some email that I want to get to, but I actually think the 2020 news quiz is more important, Richie. So that is our focus at the moment. A lot of other things that are going on in the world, things that you really care about, not the usual hum and strum and drum of the people who beat the drum every day the same way. It's the same tune. Remember that song? Who did the song? It's the same old song.
Same old song. Four Tops.
Four Tops.
It's the same old song.
With a different meaning since you've been gone. Here's the question. You ready? Got 6 minutes to answer this. 800-510-8255 for a swell Doug Steffen prize. Do you know what a murmuration is?
Murmuration.
M-U-R-A-T-I-O-N. What is a murmuration?
I don't, so I'm going to have to go.
800-510-8255. Richie will once again put his brain in gear before he puts his mouth into motion, which is a good thing. Jennifer is working on...
spelled it wrong.
Murmuration. It's two U's. M-U-R-M-U-R-A-T-I-O-N. There's a radio, I'm sorry, television station in Manchester, Hampshire, WMUR-TV. No relationship to any of this.
A murmur.
I like the way I say it. M-U-R-T-V.
Is this like a medical term?
Murmuration?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so not like a heart murmur.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not, but that was a good... Why are you asking me these questions? I want people to guess and then figure... Yeah, okay, so Richie's now seeing it. There was a connection to it at DougSteffen.com.
Hmm.
That's why this is sort of a test of recollection. How well do you use the DougSteffen.com website? How well do you follow the stories that are there? Because they all have a reason for being there. And the reason, not only is this a good story, very interesting, this was one of our videos of the day. Really great video, actually. A huge murmuration. This is not a regular murmuration. This is a huge murmuration.
It's an amazing...
We appeared.
I don't understand how it happens.
Okay. All right, so what is it? 800-510-8255. All right, so you can get started with that as we review some of the other things. Where we have Jen on Facebook come to speak.
Well, it's kind of a fun little... question up on Facebook today.
Yeah.
We talked about the guy who bid on the storage locker and then found all that pirate's booty inside,
right.
And now he's a rich, rich man.
Yes, he is.
So the question at Facebook is, what is the best unexpected treasure that you've ever found?
Perfect.
Is it a nickel on the street, 20 bucks in your pocket, maybe your husband? Probably not. Maybe.
Put another nickel in.
You get it.
in the Nickelodeon.
There's nothing that makes your day, though. I mean, think about how good you feel when you reach into your pocket and you pull out $5 that you didn't know was there.
Yeah.
That is a day.
Or you buy a storage locker from public storage for $5.
$5 million. That's also a really
good
day.
That's not a bad day. Tony is in El Paso listening to KTSM. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Doug. How you doing, guy?
I'm feeling better. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank
Good.
You.
Good. All right, so what do you think a murmuration is?
I'm probably wrong, but I'm
never
guessing...
Never apologize for the bit before you do it, Tony. That's rule number one of the Doug Steffen way of thinking. Never apologize before you give a wrong answer.
Otherwise, we spend the whole show apologizing.
Right, yeah. According to some listeners, anyway.
Yes. Remember, never wrong answer, only the wrong question.
All right, so I've asked the wrong... If your answer is correct, then I've asked the wrong question. Go ahead. Give me the answer you have, though.
My best guess is a group of people murmuring.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of close. Up with.
What That's is... Hey, let's see. Okay, so what would be the question that you come up with? This is Jeopardy. That's the answer. I've asked the wrong question, because if that's the right answer, I have asked the wrong question. So what's the right question to come up with that answer as being correct? Boy, that sounds like a gobbledygook.
Whoa, well, that sounds like
that's one of those things that you apologize for.
People murmuring referred to as?
A group of people murmuring. Thank you, Rich. That was very clever and creative. All right, Tony, thank you for the call. Obviously, he's not correct. So what is the correct answer? 800.
It's kind of a little bit close.
No, it isn't.
A group?
Well, that's as far as it is. The first two words in his answer, a group. Okay, so it is a group. We'll give you that much. 800-510-8255. This is pretty crazy. At DougSteffen.com today, we have the story. Actually, the story is told in photos. That's why having a website now attached to a radio program, it becomes a multimedia event, because a lot of these pictures and videos are important to the discussion. Now, if I do a good job putting your imagination into the proper gear, you can imagine, you can visualize the photos that we are underscoring here at DougSteffen.com. They actually appeared on Google Maps, and they show unidentified structures in the middle of the Chinese desert up in, it's to the, I don't know, it's west of where all the population is. It appears to be sort of an intricate network of huge metallic stripes. And some people wonder whether it's a military experiment. Obviously, the Chinese would have known that if they did something like this, it would get everybody's attention, because the satellites go over China and every other country all the time. So what do we know about this? Some people think it's a military experiment. Some people think it's dust dug up by machinery. Some of the people say it's a strange white material. It's north of the Shuo River, anyway, which crosses the Tibetan Plateau to the west of Komtang. That makes it clear for everybody. Right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Right, so down to the little dot in the map.
Right, exactly. So, just check it out. It's an interesting, very interesting visual, put it that way. 800-510-8255. Wow. Dr. Ken coming along in a few minutes. Richie
I'm
loves
this murmuration. It's
All right. Here we go. Here's Shannon in Citrus Heights, Florida. Hi, Shannon. Welcome to Good Day.
How are you?
Well, better, happier, not so sad. Any of those words, I guess, would apply. Thank you, Shannon, for asking. What's going on with you?
I am listening to your show. I heard a lady sing a song earlier.
Really?
Called My Life, I Thought of You.
Really?
I said, I wish that he could hear this. He would just love it. It would just suit him so good right now.
Yeah, My Life?
It was called My Life. It was on another show.
Now you're listening to another program? Ours.
Before this one started.
Then, yeah. Her name was Grace. I can't think of it right now, but...
Grace Slick.
It was really
Grace
good.
Potter.
No,
Did you find the song?
I don't know.
A very smooth song. It's about a friend making another friend feel bitter.
Oh, that's very nice.
Well, that's nice.
I think that's. I think there have been a lot of people who have been trying to do that. Thank you. I don't know if I'm surprised. I wasn't prepared. For those of you who may not have listened to the first
Grace
couple
Jones.
Of days of the program this week, my former wife Toni passed away over the weekend, and I don't even like the word passed away. And I do better. I told Jennifer off the air. I got on. It's like it doesn't. It's like stink on your skin. You can't shake it. Yesterday, I got on the plane to come back to Boston.
Yeah, speaking of stink on your skin, did you take a shower?
I did, thank you.
You did.
Sat in the bathtub, actually, last night. So I got on the plane to come back yesterday morning. Yeah, it was yesterday morning. And the lady who was the head stewardess, the head flight attendant, is somebody that I see frequently because a lot of these people, they bid the same routes if they have enough seniority and they hold them. So I've seen her any number of times. Tony and I never really traveled much together. Once in a while, we would go somewhere together. And it happened that the last time this lady saw me, Tony was with me. And we always refer to each other. She referred to me in different ways, depending on her mood and how I was affecting her at the moment. But there was the usual husband and wife kind of thing, because we seemed like, the people in my family thought we were sort of husband and wife. And so she asked me how my wife was. And, of course, I wanted to get on the plane and just go to sleep. So I told her the story. And so for the rest of the trip, she told the rest of the flight attendants. So they were all falling all over themselves trying to make me feel good. And they were very well intentioned.
You know, Uri would call that synchronicity.
Yes, he would call it that.
Why
yeah.
that chance question from yeah. a chance person would come right. on
who
your
remembered him.
Back
right.
yeah.
from
yeah.
the weekend's events.
Yeah.
Right. Something.
Yeah.
There's something more than just chance there.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. She is everywhere.
That's what I told Doug. She's there just kind of saying, hey.
She is amazing.
So you think she's standing on the plane poking that woman in the ear?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Ask him about me. Ask him.
A little zinger.
Oh, my God. She's everywhere. Everywhere. All right, Shannon. Thank you for that sweet call. Dawn is in Palm Springs, California, one of our oldest affiliates, KPSI. Hi, Dawn.
Hi. Good morning, all.
Good morning. How do you do?
Hi.
All right, so you're going to fix. What's that?
I'm doing really good. I'm driving down the road, so I might be breaking up a little bit.
No, you sound fine and strong. What's a murmuration? I feel a good answer here.
A murmuration is like a huge flock of birds that cover the whole sky. It almost blackens out in certain areas, and they fly in a pattern like waves.
Yes, that's very true.
The whole sky just moves.
Yeah.
But it's a specific kind of bird. Do you know what specific bird it is?
I'm not sure what the bird is.
It's a starling.
Starlings are farm starlings. Birds yeah, often. Right. They're found around farms. How did you happen to know that, Don? What experience have you had in your life that brought you back to a remembrance of a murmuration?
I go down to the Salton Sea, and the birds down there get flock in the air, and it's not like that, but they move around, and I kind of researched it, it did say something that was a murmuration, but not down in the southern part of the United States.
All right, so what I would, if you want to see one of the videos, you can go to the Today Show section where each day we have three or four different videos, and you scroll down a little bit, and you'll see this group of starlings. It appears like it's like a storm almost. Fills the sky. It's like a big wave. And when I first saw it, I thought, man, what an amazing visualization.
How they do that. I mean, there's a lead bird.
Right. Yeah, of course there is. Yeah. Always the lead.
And then everybody always follows. And this is how the Blue Angels and basically our planes fly in formation, as they do just the same thing as birds do. But when you have that many birds, how do they not just fall into each other, just bang into each other and fall
I think
to
you
the
can
ground?
Say that anytime you see a flock in the sky, whether it's geese or whether it's a crow, whatever it is.
Down into a simplest crow, geese, when you see geese fly in the V formation.
Makes it easier to shoot them.
Good.
One of the few times
good
you're
going
to say
Doug, come on.
They are a menace. What a mess.
Yeah,
my
they
God,
are.
They're everywhere
they
here
are.
On the farm. All right, so Don, we're going to give you one of our Doug Steffen prizes. Appreciate your listening. Thank you very much. Say hi to all my friends in Palm Springs. Speaking of my friends, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert here on the Good Day program, up next with some pretty important discussion about plaque. Stay tuned for that.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass.
It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
This is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. You know, I just read a report that says that Washington, D.C. is the shopaholic capital of the United States. It tops the list of cities where people spend the most amount of money on clothing, on shoes, and other accessories. You know, no doubt it's very fitting that our nation's capital is leading the list of shopping till you drop, because after all, they're shopping with other people's money. As more and more taxpayer money is funneled into Washington, D.C., they're profligate with it. After all, they're spending so much of our own money. Why would we expect them to act any differently with respect to their personal consumption habits, especially since they're being paid so much? Washington is thriving because they are living off of the wealth that they're sucking out of the rest of the country. And what are they doing with that money? They're taking it to the malls and they're buying more stuff. And of course, where's all this stuff made? It's made in other countries. It's all imports. It's running up the trade deficit. Anyway, get more at shiftradio.com.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports, cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, 12 for the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronos, the medical expert of the Good Day program, with his daily dose of important medical information for you, including the impact of this study on tooth cleaning, Ken.
American Heart Association is meeting in my backyard with their annual scientific sessions here in Orlando. And some of the big stories this morning, regular professional cleaning of teeth. Doug, not only gives a patient a more radiant smile, but it also helps reduce the risk of heart attack or stroke. Those who had their teeth scraped and cleaned by a dentist or dental hygienist had a 24% lower risk of a heart attack and a 13% lower risk of a stroke compared to those who never had a dental cleaning.
All right. But this is about plaque, because that's what they're cleaning out of your teeth. You and I have had this conversation. I remember somebody telling me once, and I stuck with it until you told me I was wrong, that the plaque in your teeth is the stuff that gets caught in your veins.
It's not the same plaque. It's a sign of inflammation, and we knew that it raised inflammation, but there was never a study actually showing
what that means. Explain what it means to raise inflammation. How do these things get related?
Well, the plaque in your circulation in the heart, in the inner lining, which are these forms of fat and calcified bodies that clog up the pipes that then rupture and lead to heart attacks. This is different than what you use the word for plaque on your gums and teeth. And as these plaques, these soft, fatty, and hard calcified bodies that build up on the inner lining of your pipes, they then will break off and clog and clots occur, and that's how you cause a heart attack.
I'm still confused. All right, this would be something we talk about on Saturday, actually. A lot of news, the American Heart Association meeting in Orlando this week. You can be sure a lot of that stuff will be here on Good Day with Dr. Ken, 51 past the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The question about whether Target ought to open later on Black Friday. The employees are protesting. You see, oh, that was kind of surprising.
We had a big debate about this yesterday, by the way.
When
you were gone for a little
when you were gone.
The Boomer
Bros.
Yeah. Oh,
and
really?
We talked about the poll, and it ended up being a long conversation. And basically, Janet and I think that companies that make their employees, they just open longer and longer, and more holidays occurs.
Yeah.
And Jennifer and Anne-Marie think, hey, listen, everybody
hey,
should be open 24/7.
We shouldn't tell them what to do. No, we just shouldn't tell them what to do.
The business, they survive or they don't survive by how they are perceived in the marketplace. This is the marketplace speaking. If the marketplace doesn't want them open, then they won't show up, and they won't do it again.
Shopping at midnight, and if
they
you don't want to, then don't go.
Exactly. Right. That's all. And the rest of the stuff is foolish.
And that's what I'm saying. I won't.
It's anti-purposeful. If you believe in the system, it works this way. If you don't believe in the system, then you got another way that it works. But if we have a system. And if it's to work, if we really are going to have not unbridled capitalism, because that's what a lot of the protesters are protesting with, you know, some good reason, if you really understand what they're, with some of them, the message with some of them is, the rest of them all, you know, some of them want their hands out. It's just, every time I get into a conversation about the Occupy groups, the protesters, it annoys me because the news media has done such an abysmal job of reporting what's going on. Are some of them protesting greed? They want everything. They think they're entitled and they want everything for nothing. Sure. There's plenty of that. But there are a lot of other things being protested as well that are not being covered. And so there it is. At any rate, that's an interesting conversation, which we don't have time for here because we have to spend a little time listening to our pal, Alex Goldfain, who's the technology tailor. Do you know why Amazon's new Fire tablet is giving potential Apple iPad purchasers second thoughts? I don't know the Fire. I certainly know the iPad because I've got one of them. Alex Goldfain is going to offer some reasons for saving the $300 you'd invest up next year on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found.
Cha-ching. Strike three, you're out.
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Amazon's $200 Kindle Fire device comes out this week, and it's getting more interesting by the day. Obviously, the Fire is made to compete with Apple's iPad, Android tablets, and, of course, Barnes & Noble's Nook, which costs $250. CNET reports that in recent days, Amazon has been adding extremely valuable apps to its app store for the Kindle Fire. These include Netflix, Pandora, and Hulu Plus, which means you can now stream movies, TV shows, and music to your Kindle Fire device, which you cannot do on the Barnes & Noble Nook. This is a serious advantage for Amazon. Now, what about the iPad? Well, its entry-level model costs $300 more than the Kindle Fire. And a fascinating new survey from a company called Retrievo found that 44% of respondents said they consider the $200 Kindle Fire instead of an iPad this holiday season. That's a big advance. And who wouldn't want to save $300 on a tablet? I'm Alex Goldfein.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
All right, so that doesn't surprise you, Richie. The Fire is, it's how much less? You were looking up the numbers.
I think it's 250 or 300 bucks.
Really? Okay. So, yeah, that's less, a couple hundred dollars less anyway than the iPad. So what else is going on? Facebook, in technology talk, Facebook fell victim to an unfortunate amount of spam the other day, filling a lot of people's news feeds with porno.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been getting lots of porn. And dead dogs.
Yeah,
porn
violent.
And dead dogs.
That dog that everybody was talking about?
Horrible.
Gross. Yeah, really, how did that happen?
Ugh.
Researchers at MIT have created a computer chip that mimics the way your brain thinks. Really? Richie's brain?
That's girls, hard. Beer, yeah. Girls, yeah, right. Beer, yeah. Guitar, very, beer, cars, beer, beer,
girls,
beer,
beer, girls, beer.
A lot of heavy lifting involved in that research.
Men,
manly men, Richie. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.